Let's go to Niagara Falls. You know, it's along the U.S.-Canada border, this landmark that welcomes some 8 million visitors every year.
Niagara Falls is a mecca for honeymooners the world over. Its rush of falling waters provides essential hydroelectric power.
But resting atop that famous destination is a second lesser-known landmark. I'm talking about a ruined ship known as the Iron Scow. Here's Niagara Park CEO David Adames.
There was work going on in the upper Niagara River back in August of 1918. So two gentlemen were working on the Iron Scow. It became dislodged from a sister ship and started to drift down the Niagara River towards the falls.
But then while it was drifting, it just got stuck. The two men were rescued very dramatically, but the Iron Scow sat there, about a third of a mile from Horseshoe Falls, battered by the elements for more than 100 years.
It's a big part of Niagara Falls history, and even if you look at Google Earth, it identifies the Iron Scow.
Well, this was the case until this past dark and stormy Halloween night. High winds, lashing rain knocked the boat from its long-held perch.
So the barge actually sort of rolled and floated a bit more, about 50 to 60 meters in the northwest direction.
And now it is stuck again, ever closer to the edge of the falls.
But honeymooners have no fear. Niagara Falls is still open.
The boat tours are safe. And well, in fact, May the mist wrapped up. The boat tour season on the weekend, Hornblower Niagara Cruises will sail until the first weekend of December.
Officials will continue to monitor the scow for any movement, but they are not that worked up, seeing as how it could be another 100 years.